نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers and elders and ulama kiram, we praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of iman, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy and compassion upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the passport and the keys and the treasuries to the entry of Jannah. This wealth of iman and the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. If a person understands the value of iman and understands the greatness of the lifestyle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a person makes an effort to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live his life on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will become successful in this world, qabr and akhirat. Furthermore, dear friends, if we look and we reflect in our lives, that how compassionate and how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of all our shortcomings and in spite of all the times that we might have earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in spite of all the times that we might have forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still kept the light and the nur and the blessings and the barakat of iman in our hearts. That we have forgotten Allah, we have not remembered Allah. Sometimes maybe through our weakness we have not fulfilled the commandments of Allah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the treasure of iman that is greater than this world and whatever it contains. Allah has kept it in our hearts. How much shukr we need to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kal karim. O insan, what has made you, what has deceived you, what has made you forget about that Rabb of yours who is most compassionate? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear friends, even whether we are remembering Allah or we are not remembering Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing and fulfilling every need of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that is in total control of each and every aspect of our lives. In the ayat that I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in the creation of the skies and in the creation of the earth and in the changing of the day to night and night to day, these are all signs for those people who are intelligent. Today we take the intelligence of the world. If a person has got a degree, if a person understands a little bit of how the world is moving, what is the political situation in the world, and a person discusses all these things, then we think that this person is an intelligent person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains in the Holy Quran, in the Quran Majid, who is an intelligent person? An intelligent person is that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every condition they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Whether they are standing, whether they are sitting, whether they are reclining and resting, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. That his entire nizam and his entire system of the world is in the control of Allah. The rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the food that we eat, the digestion of the food, the satiation of our hunger, that we're eating, the food that is coming into our stomach, the benefit that we are getting from the food, the benefit that we are getting from the water, is all because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how this reality is going to come into our heart is when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then we look at the creation of Allah and at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. And then it brings us to that realization that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have not created this thing in vain, for no reason. And then in the end of it, by making so much of zikr, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings us to a realization that one day Allah, we are going to meet you. And one day Allah, we are going to stand in front of you. And we have to give an account of what we have done in this world. And then we make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, save us from the punishment and the azab of Jahannam. That we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it takes us away from the disobedience of Allah towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one time we take the name of Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We take the name of Allah, la ilaha illallah. That the reality and the greatness of Allah enters the wahad. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Man has not created, man has not been, man or jinn has not been created but to worship Allah. Mufassirin explain, ulama explain, that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the explanations is given that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recognize who is Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come in this world to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, when we will leave this world, that is how we will be able to answer the questions when we go into the qabr. So dear friend, this taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for us to gain nearness towards Allah, for us to gain closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers that banda. Ulama explained that how much shukr we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives us, when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had His mercy and compassion that He has given us this opportunity to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear friends, we have to make this effort to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ The greatest of ibadat, among the greatest of ibadat, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Today we have so many worries and so many concerns and so many things that affect us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, itminan, peace and contentment will enter wahad. That in whatever condition we are, we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whatever condition we are, we will turn our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in good conditions, we will turn towards Allah and make shukr. And in difficult conditions, we will make sabr and we will turn towards Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. So this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, daily taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person every day gets the opportunity to talk to his beloved. How happy won't that person get? And sometimes we talk to our beloved, we find out that they're also not even listening to us. That their attention is somewhere else. They're thinking of something else. They're planning something else. But here when we are talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are taking the name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment gives us full attention. Allah gives us attention all the time. But at that moment you are directly communicating. Allah knows every thought of ours. And Allah knows every condition of ours. And Allah knows every need of ours. So that moment when a person is talking directly with Allah, what an opportunity a person gets. Happiness, peace and contentment comes into the heart of a person. So dear friends, we need to make this a habit. And we need to make this part and parcel of our life. Today we talk of everything else. Everything else we have the time to talk about. Let us make it such that we become, such that we only make the habit of speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today because we are talking of everything else, the effect of all that has entered our hearts. And the yaqeen of Allah has come out of our hearts. Now we have to start talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the yaqeen of everything comes out. The greatness, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our hearts. So for this, dear friends, every day we have to take our time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take our time to mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is sustaining us. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is protecting us. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is seeing to every need of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment of our lives, Allah hasn't forgotten us. Then how we can make an habit that we can also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw directly from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal inshallah.